The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nozir Daf Memale, we're talking so much about the halachas of the cutting of the hair, the saving of the hair, it almost begs for some type of explanation. Well, let's try in this shiur, Bez Hashem, to try to open up on a deeper level what's going on. Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch talks about the different places in the Torah that we find symbolically the idea of the hair growing, with shaving the hair. The three places where we find that the all bodily hair had to be shaved off, facial hair at least, bodily hair, that there was a giluach on a person, was by Mitzayra, discussed in the previous shem, the Mitzayra, a Nozir, and a Pashas Baloschim, when the Levim were taken, were dedicated, were Hugdash for Avodas HaMikdash, they were also shaved. Interestingly enough, the Kahanim were not, the Levim were yes. The Kahanim went into their Avodah without a process of Giluach, the Levim did not. Maybe we'll get to some type of explanation about that. So Rabbi Hirsch explains that the hair that covers a person, so to speak, what it does is, it represents a person's ability to be selfish, to live in oneself. A person lives in his own body, that's true, but the basic distinction of a human being as opposed to an animal is that he doesn't live for himself. He lives for others, he lives in connection. His life is centered, a human is born in a state almost of total helplessness. An animal is born, 2 weeks later, most animals are pretty much on their feet. A month, 2 months, whatever it is. A human being is born that for years, a child cannot exist without his parent. And that's because the muhus, the tsura of Etzalam Malikim, is to be in relationship with others. First as a makabel, and then we train our children to start developing a taste for being a noisin, not just a makabel, and we try to develop ourselves as we grow older, G'dayli Yisrael, our kulam, noisin, the Rabbanshah's kula noisin, their kula noisin. We try to turn ourselves from selfishness to selflessness. The hair that's on a person's body, which sort of closes him in and closes him up, represents that selfishness. Mitzayra, for instance, is in a state of only seeing himself. The Averis of Mitzayra are Averis of a social nature. Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Machloikis, Gaiva. The Averis of a warped perception of self versus others. Self biyachas to others, self in relation to others. That's the condition that causes Mitzayra. In that sense, he lets his hair grow because he's ligging, so to speak, in that state of being locked up in his own world, which is why he has to go bichutz lamachna, and he has to save it, because that's who he is, that's what he represents. Tumas Mitzayra represents that state of being. Later on, when he's done tshuva and the tzaraas disappears, then he can go back to the machna. The first thing for him to open up and to become part and parcel again of society is for him to understand that he has to open up to others. He has to be connected socially. Ben adam l'chaver, he has to feel for others. He has to live for others. That process is represented by the giluach. What's interesting is there's a giluach before the giluach of Parshat Mitzrayim. And that's in Parshas Tazria, the nega of Nesek, which is on a person's head. And it's clear that every Tzoras, Tepas, is a symbolic representation of a different form of the same type of Averis in different form. We're not in possession of the Chochmah of what each, if it was a red, if it was green, if it was a Nesek, if it was a Baheres, if it was a Adamdom, or Levona, Vechule, well, every different type of Nazir. But the every type of Mitzvah. One type of Tzoras, Nega Tzoras, was a Nesek al Roshoy. Over there, in order to see whether it grew, the Pasuk says he has to shave around it, he has to mark it with a magic marker. He marks around it, and he sees if the Nega grows. And over there, the word Vehizkalach, which Lechari is only an Emtsoy, it's only a means in order to be able to see if the Nesek grows, over there is written with a big Gimel. The Giluach, the big Gimel, don't know what it represents. Svarim have a different Ramazim, but it's clear that the Geluach represents something profound. But that's what Rabbi Hirsch says, and he says that by the Levim, when they were consecrated to Avodas HaKodesh, what happened was they were made to understand symbolically that they were being given over. They are now not private citizens anymore. They have to go into Avodas HaKodesh with a total hisbatlus of self. There's no selfishness. Shevet Levi doesn't have spoils in war. They don't have a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They are public. They eat from the public pot. They're given, they're supported by the public, and they understand their whole existence as Avdei Hashem, as Meshosim Bebeis Hashem, is kulei selflessness. Same thing is true by a Nozer. A Nozer stepped out of society. He did it because he needed it. He stepped out of society. Stepping out of society is mechayev a certain selfishness. Could be that selfishness sometimes is necessary. A person sometimes has to concentrate on his spiritual growth. In order, a person has to take care of his own spiritual needs in order to be available for others. That could be, but while he steps out, he's not there. He's not part of the world around him. He's not a Tam Lamesim. He can't connect with others in times of loss. He can't drink wine. He can't be mishtatev with others in their simchas. He is removed, so to speak, from society. In that sense, when he's coming back, that idea is symbolized in the shaving of the hair. That's what Rabbi Hirsch says. That's one level. On a deeper level, the Arizal, Chassidish Sfarim are full of this idea, explains in many places that Sa'arois here represents a very profound Kabbalistic concept. And we'll try to speak about that in a limited way as per our level of perception. We understand that different parts of a person's body symbolically represent, or not represent, they are a mirror of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, let's say, the Sheva Midos that we're familiar with. We say by Sfiras Oimer, the Sukkah by the Ushpizin, Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyt, Yisoid, Malchus are representing different parts of the body, two arms, two legs, and so on, middle of the body. All that, the different parts of a person's body, which are his vehicle, the tzinor for him to bring Kedusha into this world, represent different anhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad Yimin Mekaredes, Yad Smol Doicha, so on and so forth. Above the seven midos that we know about, are three more midos, a total of 10, it's called Eser Sviros. On top of Chesed, in the spiritual ladder, the spiritual pyramid, is what's called Chokmah, and Bino, and higher than that is what's called Keser, Das. Three levels of not so much how the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represent themselves in the physical aspects of man, but more in the intellectual aspects of man. There's a Chokhmah, there's a Mevin Dov, Mitech Dov, which is called Bino, and then there's the source, connecting it with the source above, which is called Das. That's represented by a person's head, the Goyin. And then the Arizal explained that we're talking about the ears and the eyes and the nose. Tvarim shebekdusha, tvarim gedolim ad moed. Higher than that, if we think about it, are the ears on a person's head. What does that represent? Is it part of a person, not part of a person? Think about it. Think about what that means, that we could cut off a part of ourselves and feel no pain. It's part of us, but we're not attached to it. If we pull a hair when it's in our head, then it hurts. There's nothing that hurts more than having your hair pulled. But if we cut off the hair, as long as we don't pull out the part that's attached to us, it doesn't bother us at all. Hair is definitely alive, it grows, has cells. Nails are the same idea. Nails represent also some type of thing. Are they part of a person's body? They're not part of a person's body. Nails also, we see, have symbolic value. We know that one should be careful. Chazal say not to drop fingernails, toenails on the floor. Somebody steps on it, they could be hezek. Represents some type of spiritual imperfection. Sa'arois, the Svarim tell us, represent on the one hand something that's higher than a person, something that's limiting a person. Which means that a person is composed, like we said, of there's a mental being of a person, that's his mental space, his intellectual capacity, which is called Chochma Bino and Das, Chochma Bino and Keser. Then there's the physical lower part of himself, the seven midos of Chesed, Gvur, and so on. On a higher level, a person is connected to worlds above. We live in the world over here. Our Shleimus is using our Chochmah and Bina and Das and Chesed and Gvur and so on, using the totality of what we're given to connect, to bring down koichis, to bring down ruchnistic energy from the world above. The world above is a world that has no shaykhs to us. We don't feel it here. But we know we're connected. What represents in us that ability to connect to something higher? The here. The here that's on a person's body is sa'aris, are, and it even looks that way, are similar to wires that conduct electricity. The wires that are on a person's body are the here. They represent a connection to something above. That's on the one hand. In that sense, the here that's on a person's body represents something that's higher than the madrega of a person. On the other hand, if we're talking biyachas in reference to the world above, that energy has to be channeled. Think about a huge electric dynamo, a huge electric generator, and now the energy has to be given in a way, in a form that can be used to keep a electronic toy going. There's thousands and thousands of watts that are blowing, that are booming through this machine, and it has to be trickled into a very small amount of watts in order to get a machine going. What we need is a filter that can limit the capacity, so to speak, of that generator. In that sense, the energy source. The wires are not bringing energy, they're limiting energy, because they limit the perception or the amount or the force or the influx of energy to something that's manageable on a lower madrega. In that sense, the world that's above us, the Olam HaElyon, if we would connect to that, we would blow a fuse. We don't have the kelim in our limited physical sense, in our limited physical existence, experience to hold on to that type of spiritual energy. What we need is some type of filter that could limit, that could be mitzamtzim, that energy from above. In that sense, the sa'aris are mitzamtzim. Represent midas hadin. It represents limit. It represents cutting something down to size. The Mekubalim explained that the reason why the Yiddish Atzura is to keep one's hair short and one's beard long, for reasons either we do understand, we don't understand, the facial hair on a person's body represents the Kechis HaKedusha. The hair, and that's why the facial hairs that can't be taken off with a razor, have to do with the places where chokhma, where the koichas, the senses, emanate from a person, because they represent intellectual capacity. The cheekbones, the bones around the person's mouth. By the way, keeping on a mustache is not such a Yiddish form of expression, because it's not really in the places that rep chokhma. In that sense, the Svarim say that long hair is a mitzamtzim. The Nazir keeps long hair on for the very simple reason that he's taka living in a higher world. He's related to the higher world. He is an energy source. He's living in a world where there is no limit. Let's put it in this perspective. A Nazir cannot be metamel lemeis because Misa is about limit. It's about tzimtzum. It's about midas hadin. It's about death, decay. The Nazir lives in a world that's above that. He stepped out of Olam HaZeh. He took a temporary sabbatical, and he goes literally a sabbatical, and he goes for a while to an Olam Elyon. In that sense, what best represents him in his state is the here, which are the wires that represent that flux, that influx of spiritual energy coming into him. When he cuts it off, what he's doing is he's saying, "I'm rejoining. I'm now here," and now he has his regular hair on his head, which the hair on his face, which represent the bringing in. That's so different if we think about it on a deeper level with what Rabbi Hirsch is saying. Limiting, being cut off from the outside world, being connected with others, being a source of energy and encouragement and chizuk and support for others, as opposed to living in our own world. That's also something, your energy, but you're limited because you can't give it over. There's the chesed and the gevurah vying for a supremacy. When the Nazir goes through the process of cutting off his hair, what he's doing is limiting his living in a different planet, in a different realm, in a different sphere, and he's coming back into this world. We'll say over one more thing. Chazal HaMegala by Levim, like we said, Pashas Balesim, when they had their hair shaven off, so according to one Lashon in Chazal, in the Sifri, they were going through the process after they had killed those that were choytu b'cheto egel. The Pasuk is talking about them. They went through hazoyus, they went through the process of being nitar Be'efer Poro. They needed Hazor B'yom Shlishi, Hazor B'yom Shri, which is the process of every Tomei Meis. He has to have the Dmei Poro, the Efer Poro, sprinkled on him on the third day, on the seventh day. The Torah, Chazal, and the Sefri, Darshan, that the Torah is telling us over there that instead of the second sprinkling of Efer Poro, instead they had on them the Giluach. We see over here that there's a direct connection between every process of Giluach and Tomei Meis. What does that mean? Rabbi Hirsch explains that what happens is, what are the two Hazois, symbolically, in Efer Poro? The first, when a person is connected, has a Shaychus to Misa, he's having a Shaychus with a physical existence. Nitzchius lives on, Ruchnius lives on, the Neshama lives on. Gashmius, the body, without being fully connected to the Neshama, the body has to decay, it has to die. Every yachas, every relationship with death, every meeting with death brings one back into a world where he's limited, a world that's finite, a world of gashmias, a world of decay. And therefore he becomes Tamil Lameis. The Efer Poro represents something above. It's a concept that's beyond us. It's Takachol L'Choik. The first Hazor, symbolically, what it does is it takes a person out of his association with the animal world, with the world of physicality. The second Hazor is like sort of the Sumirah, the Asei Toiv. The second one takes him back into a realm of Olam HaNitzchias. In that sense, when the Levium were shaved to the point where they became selfless, there's no sense of self anymore. A person with no sense of self lives in a world of Nitzchias, lives in a world of total connection, total without limits. Total, not Ani Ve'Afsiyoid, but total Mishu Acher V'Loy Anoichi. In that sense, the Levim didn't need the second Hazor because they re-entered the realm of total connection with the world above. It's similar to what we're seeing from what we're hearing from the Arizal, but in the terminology of Rabbi Hirsch, what they did was they stepped out of their limited existence. They're now living in a state of selflessness. In that case, they didn't need the second Hazor. Instead, they had the Geluach, exactly what we're describing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.